This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Several suspected North Korean drones intruded into South Korean airspace Monday in what South Korean officials are calling a clear act of provocation by the North. The AP's Karen Chamas has more.
South Korea's military detected five drones from North Korea crossing the border. Authorities said one traveled as far as the northern part of the South Korean capital region. South Korea's military first reacted by firing warning shots. It then launched fighter jets and attack helicopters to shoot down the North Korean drones. Lee Sung-oh, a senior official of South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff, warned against any further violations. The South Korean military will continue to respond thoroughly and sternly to North Korea's provocations. I'm Karen Chamas.
71 Chinese Air Force aircraft, including fighter jets, entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone in the past 24 hours, the island's government said on Monday. It's the largest reported incursion to date as Beijing continues military activities close to the Chinese-claimed island. China said it had conducted drills in the sea and airspace around Taiwan on Sunday in response to what it said was provocation from the democratically governed island and the United States. Nepal's president appointed a former guerrilla leader, Pushpa Kamal Dahal, as prime minister on Sunday after his Maoist party cobbled together a coalition following elections last month. Following peace accords in 2006, Dahal transformed his Maoist revolutionary movement into a mainstream political party. This was his third time serving as prime minister. Nepali elections saw the ruling coalition of Prime Minister Sherbahadur Dhuba lose its majority. You're listening to VOA News. The Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for an attack Monday that killed six fighters affiliated with U.S.-backed security forces in northeast Syria. Local officials say the attack targeted a security headquarters in the city of Raqqa, which was the de facto capital of IS until 2017, when U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces removed the militant group. The incident, in which one of two IS attackers was killed, prompted local authorities to declare an emergency and citywide curfew. On Monday, the acting head of the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan urged the Taliban to reverse its ban on the employment of women by non-governmental organizations. He said that millions of Afghans need humanitarian assistance and removing barriers is vital. David Wright is chief operating officer at Save the Children International.
In Afghan culture, it's frowned upon for a man who's not a relative of a woman to be kind of interacting with her closely. So that means you need to have female nurses and ideally female doctors to deal with women and their children. It's very difficult to do with a male doctor.
At least four foreign NGOs have announced a suspension in services in Afghanistan in response to the ban, including Save the Children, the Norwegian Refugee Council, CARE International, and the International Rescue Committee. Frontline healthcare workers in China say hospitals are struggling with an upsurge in COVID cases. Julian Satterthwaite reports.
Hospitals in China are under siege from a new wave of COVID cases. One in Shanghai said it expected half of the city's 25 million people to get infected by the end of the week after Christmas. In Beijing, healthcare workers said patients might have to be turned away due to a lack of beds and resources. State media say frontline workers have been told to work while sick, while retired staff have been brought back in some areas. The country's National Health Commission has said it will stop publishing daily data on infections amid doubts over their reliability. But figures from one UK-based health data firm estimate China is facing more than a million infections and 5,000 deaths every day.
That's Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite reporting. A key international highway in Serbia remains closed, along with schools and public institutions in the country's east after a train derailment. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.